What's up, guys? Welcome back. I'm Contra. This is episode 24. And, you know, today I wanted to, since I'm in the midst of raising teenagers, one that's about to leave the house, I've encountered what it truly is and what it truly means to raise boys in this culture and in this generation. And although I have many failures, I found successes and just wanted to share a little bit today on how we can really raise these boys to be men and to fight, you know, the dragons of this culture. And, you know, not literal breathing, you know, lizards essentially, although I'm sure they'd love that, but essentially the metaphorical beasts, you know, that lurk in the shadow of our lives and our culture and our souls even. And I want to talk about courage and purpose and what it means again to raise these young men who can stand tall in a world that's increasingly hard to navigate. So hang in there with me as I just kind of roll down this path today. And I think it's important to start with just a snapshot of the culture, the cultural moment maybe that we're in right now. And you know, I just want you to picture this. You're raising a boy in 2025. He's got a smartphone. It's essentially glued to his hand. You know, a TikTok algorithm, you know, feeding him endless streams of 15-second dopamine hits, and, you know, a school system that's more worried about his feelings than essentially his fortitude. And the world's essentially screaming at him to be safe, you know, to be nice, to avoid conflicts really at all costs. And meanwhile, you know, the dragons are circling. Addiction, you know, apathy, identity crisis, and a culture that's, I think, lost its nerve. And here's the deal, you know, we're raising boys, I'm raising boys, in a world that's forgotten what manhood is supposed to look like. We've traded heroes for influencers, you know, grit for comfort, and purpose for so many distractions. And boys are told to suppress their energy, to sit still, and to conform. You know, but deep down, you know, these boys, they're created, they're wired for adventure, for battle, and for truly something bigger than themselves. And when we don't give them that, they find it essentially in all the wrong places. You know, video games, you know, that stimulate, you know, conquest, or social media that, you know, mimics significance, you know, or worse, you know, ideologies that promise meaning but essentially deliver chaos. You know, and I saw a stat the other day. I was listening to another podcast, or heard a stat, that young men are dropping out of college at alarming rates, lagging behind women, you know, in enrollment and graduating from college. And the other thing that it noted was that suicide rates, you know, for boys were climbing. Loneliness in this time, you know, in our culture is truly an epidemic. So I guess we got to ask why. And my answer would be because we're starving them of purpose. You know, we're telling them to be tame in a world that demands warriors. And no, I'm not talking about, you know, picking fights in bars and, you know, just trying to fight everybody, but I'm talking about the kind of courage that it takes to stand up, you know, for what's right, to protect the weak, you know, to face the dragons of doubt and fear and temptation. You know, so where are we? You know, we're in this culture that's essentially neutered masculinity, that's really afraid of strength and that's left boys, you know, adrift. But I don't think it's hopeless. I think we're far from it. I think us as dads, maybe even grandfathers, or maybe even looking to be dads at one point, to men, we just need to remember what it takes to raise men who can slay those dragons. Maybe I need to get more specific. You know, what are these dragons? You know, they're not just external threats, though those exist as well, but also internal battles. Every boy, every man, you know, we face a gauntlet of challenges that test our mettle day in and day out. And maybe breaking down a few of them would be helpful. Maybe a few big ones. At least that I can think of at the top of my head. But, you know, first is the dragon of fear. I think this one's, a shapeshifter. It might look like anxiety about failing at school, maybe. Or the fear of standing out when everyone else is blending in. It's the voice that essentially says, don't take risk. You know, don't speak up. Or don't try, for that matter. You know, in our culture, fear's essentially been weaponized. Boys are taught to avoid this conflict, to dodge hard conversations, and, you know, essentially to stay in their lane. But a man who can't face fear is a man who'll never grow. I think another, dragon is a dragon of comfort. And this one's a little bit more sneaky. You know, it's the couch, it's the screen time, you know, the endless scrolling. It's the temptation to just truly coast in life, or through life, you know, to take the path of least resistance. And our world makes it so easy to stay comfortable, you know, stream a show, you know, order takeout food, again, avoiding the hard stuff. But that comfort is a liar. I think it promises happiness, but essentially delivers, you know, stagnation, slothfulness. We need to raise these boys to be taught to embrace discomfort, to seek out challenges, you know, to essentially, I think, you know, run toward the fight instead of away from it. I think another crisis or another dragon in our time for these boys is identity. Boy, we've really struggled over even the last 4 years. We've seen this massively. And it's not just in America, it's everywhere. But I think this one's massive, you know, being in 2025. Boys, I think, are bombarded with questions about who they are. You know, what they should be. Or even what it means to be a man. The world is offering them, you know, a buffet of half-baked answers. You know, be a stoic, be a softy, be a rebel, be a conformist, essentially. And, you know, I think it's confusing as hell for them, honestly. And there's probably even men today that still struggle with these things. You know, I think we all do from time to time. But, you know, without a clear sense of purpose, you know, a boy's identity is his battleground. And he's left wrestling with questions he's truly not, you know, equipped to answer alone. None of these dragons are new. I just think that they're more fierce than ever. And, you know, I think the kicker is, you don't slay them by ignoring them or coddling the kid, you know, helicopter parenting. You do it by, you know, equipping him with the tools, you know, of courage and discipline, wisdom, and to fight for himself. And so how do we raise these boys, you know, to fight these dragons, I guess, is the follow-up question. And, you know, it's not turning them, you know, into, you know, Conan the Barbarian. Though, I mean, I think, let's be honest, you know, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. It'd be kind of awesome. But I think it's about giving them the character, you know, the vision, and the grit to face life head on. And so let's, you know, how do we do that? Let's talk about how we do that. You know, we talked about, you know, giving them a mission. The boys need something to aim at. Something, again, bigger than themselves. Because without a mission, we as men, especially as boys, they'll drift. You know, and that mission could be faith, knowing they're part of a, you know, a cosmic story where their actions matter. It could be family, you know, teaching them to protect and provide for those that they love. It could be a craft, you know, mastering a skill that demands, you know, discipline and excellence. You know, a skill that provides a service to others. Whatever it is, you know, it's got to be noble. Something that calls them to sacrifice a little, to serve, and to really stand firm. You know, parents, mentors, coaches, your job is to point them toward a hill they're worth dying on. Life is a conflict, nonstop. It's not senseless violence, but, I mean, the struggle to do what's right in a world that's often wrong. You know, I think, you know, boys need to know that it's okay to be strong and to be bold, and especially to take risks. You know, let them wrestle. Let them compete. And I think most importantly, let them fail. Fail's the greatest teacher. Failure is the greatest teacher, for sure. Because failure's not the enemy. I think being a coward is. When a boy fails, you need to teach him to get up. Men need this too. You know, dust yourself off, and then charge back at it again. That's how you build resilience. That's how you forge a dragon slayer, essentially. And then again, you can't just teach them this by mere words. I think this, you know, the next part I was kind of alluding to is on us. Boys don't learn from, you know, just another TED Talk or by me really just sitting here ranting about what needs to change or how to do it. And they learn by watching the men in their lives, fathers, uncles, you know, coaches, teachers, pastors. If you want your son to fight dragons, you've got to show him essentially, you know, what it looks like to do those things. Stand up for your principles, even when it costs you. You know, take responsibility for your mistakes. That one's huge in today's world. Nobody takes responsibility for their actions. They immediately make excuses. You know, we need to show these men what it looks like to love fiercely, you know, protect boldly, and then live with this integrity. Our boys are watching, and he'll become exactly what he sees. And one thing that we started doing with our boys is, I think that boys are wired for a narrative. They need to know about heroes, not just, you know, people who can influence others. Tell them stories of men who faced, you know, impossible odds and won. Not because they were, you know, perfect, but because they were faithful. I think this last Memorial Day, I made my boys watch Lone Survivor, and it was, they were gripped by it. Powerful story. Now, they need these stories of soldiers who held the line. You know, fathers and husbands who sacrificed for their kids. You know, explorers who essentially braved the unknown. Because, you know, I don't think they're just bedtime stories, but I think they're truly more of a blueprint for manhood. But it can't just be, you know, muscles. A Dragon Slayer needs more than that. He needs wisdom to know which battles to fight. And humility to know, you know, when to stand down. And faith, you know, to keep going when the odds are essentially against him. We need to be critical thinkers again. We need to teach these boys to think critically. To question the noise, you know, of the world. To seek truth. Teach them to pray and to meditate on God's word. To connect with something eternal. A man with a strong heart and a sharp mind is such a force to be reckoned with. Maybe I'll dream a little bit, but you know, where should we be heading as a culture? You know, what does a world look like where boys are raised to fight dragons? You know, first I think it's a world that celebrates strength, not just physical but moral strength. We stop demonizing masculinity and start honoring it, channeling it towards the good. You know, we teach boys that their energy, their drive, their desire to conquer is a gift. It's not a curse. And then we give them these spaces to test their limits. You know, whether you're homeschool or you send your kids to schools that encourage competition, you know, communities that reward courage. And then, you know, families that are around you that foster this same type of purpose. And then I think the next step of where we need to be going is a world where we start mentoring these boys again. Not just dads, though I think they're the most crucial and critical, but, you know, uncles and coaches, neighbors, pastors again. We need a culture where older men take responsibility for the next generation. Where they say, you know, come with me, walk with me, and I'll show you what it looks like to be a man. I think that's how we start to break these cycles of aimlessness. And then we need to stop essentially outsourcing character to screens. No more letting algorithms raise our boys. No more, you know, I think parents are essentially the gatekeepers to this. We need to set more boundaries. I've had to set more boundaries. And although it may hurt what they think hurt them at first, they'll look back one day and see that this gatekeeping was actually critical to their upbringing. Let's teach our boys to seek adventure in the real world again. You know, climb a mountain, build something, serve someone. Because that metaverse that they're living in is not going to make them men. And then I think we need to know that we need to be in a world that where boys know who they are. again, their identity. They're not defined by their followers or their grades or their failures, for that matter. They're defined by their creator, their calling, that courage that we build in them. And when a boy and even men know that they're made for a purpose, he'll face any dragon because he knows that the fight is worth it. You know, I've covered a lot. It's not that much, but you know, we're raising boys in a culture that's lost its way, a world full of dragons. And, you know, we don't have to accept this status quo. In fact, we ought not to accept this status quo. We can raise boys who are strong, who are purposeful, and who are ready to fight for what's right. And it starts with us, dads or parents, you know, even mentors again, giving them that mission that they need, teaching them to embrace that fight, modeling courage, and then training their hearts and their minds. Where we're going, you know, toward a culture that honors manhood, that equips boys to slay these dragons, that gives them a reason to get up in the morning. It's not going to be easy, but I know it'll be worth it. Because the world doesn't need more boys who drift. Boys who become men that drift. It needs men who stand, who fight, and who win. So, here's my challenge for you, I guess. If you're raising a boy, or you're mentoring one, or, you know, influencing one that's around you, step up. Show them what it means to be a dragon slayer. And if you're a young man listening, know this. You were made for more than scrolling or that controller that you're holding in your hands. You were made to fight, to build, and to lead. So go find your dragon and take it down. Thanks for checking in with me on my commute in to work. This is episode 24. If this helped you, if it hit home, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Go ahead and give me a follow, a like. If you're on Fountain, go ahead and share some zaps with me. I appreciate it. And you know, let me know how you're raising dragon slayers in this world. Until next time, stay sovereign, stay free. Keep building. I appreciate you guys. I'm Contra. I'm out.